Now, having established the crowdfunding or company through the crowdfunding, what could be the benefit of the crowdfunding in India if it is established with the true regulatory controls? There are 12 benefits of the crowdfunding for small business and the startups in India, which was inaugurated according to our judgment. So the crowdfunding turns your customers into a brand advocates. How? When you choose a crowdfunding to get the capital, you need your business growth, your relationship with your customer changes into purely the transactional one into deeper partnership. Not only your customer buying your product, but they are also investing their own money into your business. On your end, you are not just selling them, but you are also paying them back with the loan. If the customer invests in your business, they are not only more likely to continue to give you their business, but are also more likely to tell that their social network about the business. Why? Because now they have a stake in your success. We call this as a new kind of customer, that is a brand advocate, because their relationship with you goes beyond just buying your product or services. It shows that they are super fan and they are interested in your success. It also is a very valuable tool in your business growth. Second reason is crowdfunding strengthens your relationship with the community. Your business already makes an impact on your community. Just by existing of you, you provide the good services, you experiences your customers can't get anywhere else, and whether you are an independent craft brewery, a soap shop, or a yoga studio. How can a crowdfunding campaign possibly make that relationship stronger? By allowing your neighbors, customers, biggest fans, the opportunity to invest in your business, you bring them into much deeper kind of the relationship than just the transactional one. Also, you have got the potential to help your community build upon their own individual financial goals by paying them back through your Honeycomb Credit small business loan. That's not the only lead to strong relationship, but also helps to build more vibrant, financially empowered community. Third one is a crowdfunding generates the marketing buzz for your business. By creating the campaign page, which includes the professional short video, detailed story of you, your business and your campaign, and the little details about the financials, you have a chance to really tell your business story in a way that is totally unique to the other mediums. Secondly, it will boost your campaign in your own social media, introducing your campaign to your network and thousands of investors. Third, they offer a chance to do a pitch event for your campaign, allowing you to speak about the campaign in your own words and interact directly with the interested investors. Fourth one is a crowdfunding can lead to the revenue growth. No doubt there is a winning combination of the increased customer support and infusion of the capital is very much required. By increasing your business potential with your growth project, you will definitely expect some revenue growth. Okay, on average, business that have a crowdfunded have been a 60% increase in the revenue in a year after year. their campaign closed, and that's right, 60%. Next one benefit is crowdfunding connects you to the network of the potential collaborator. Next one is easier access to the capital, because online crowdfunding platform allows the entrepreneurs and the companies to showcase their product to the larger number of potential investors as compared to the conventional form of the capital raising. Next benefit is less pressure on the management. Unlike the conventional form of the financing, such as venture capital, equity crowdfunding, it does not result in dilution of the power within the company. Though number of shares are increased, the involvement of the large number of investors means that the power is not concentrated around the particular group of shareholders. The next benefit is lucrative returns. Although the startups are inherently risky ventures, there is still a possibility that a company may become an unicorn and provide very lucrative returns to the investors. Another benefit is that it serves the market research tool. The free market research study is one of the best benefits of the crowdfunding, and it could help you to save as much as the reward you. The environment for you or your brand is your crowdfunding group, and as they help you to determine the demand of your goods. There will be a demand for your goods. If there is simply no sponsor for your perfect project, it is a pretty good sign that there is no market for it. Another benefit is free portfolio. Consider the benefit of the crowdfunding trends to keep the portfolio stable and well diversified. Each direction has its advantages for the investors, and you can also vote for the crowd lending and equity investment. There is no compulsion to vote it, but you can do it. So the stories of success makes the reading very exciting, and there is a huge market for reporting coverage. Therefore, crowdfunding for startup in India is already a distinctive and a hot business. Numerous activities companies have seen more popularly, and exposures are consequence. Another benefit is it is better than the conventional fundraising. Two of the most stressful processes that any entrepreneur has to go through are applying for the loan or seeking other capital investment, particularly during the business initial phases. But this is the form of fundraising. It is conventional fundraising. And finally, the 12th benefit is the investors are still searching. It is a trust. And in trust, the investors are still searching for the profitable enterprises. Great advantage is that the vast number of individuals participating in your project, it shows the venture capitalists that you have an appeal and a substantial audience behind you. It is not an unusual for the crowdfunding ventures. After their campaigns, to gain more generous support from investors. Now here, we have to think, and there could be the reasons for being optimistic, being successful, that you think that you will be a successful, that is optimistic, for development of the crowdfunding in India. There are some reasons why India will succeed in concept of the crowdfunding. Some of the reasons are, one, more job for the young India, which is a currently hot topic. In India, approximately 9 million to 10 million Indians enter in the job market every year. And this rising number will require the government to prioritize the job creation plans, especially if they want the young and restless to be engaged and productive. How better to create the job than to encourage the entrepreneurship? Crowdfunding makes it easier for the entrepreneurs to access the early capital they need for their business. Number two, second reason is that the global venture capitals track Indian startups. This is very good because the statistics states that 3 out of 4 venture capital is backed startup fail, and 4 out of 5 startups in general tend to fail. Do little to increase the investor competition in startup. Added to that, the fact that the most global investors, many US-based, tend to focus on startup in their own vicinity. Therefore, for Indian startup to grab attention of the global venture capitals, they will need to do much more. The successful crowdfunding, the campaign with some good traction, can go a long way in helping the investor buy into startup offering. Third reason is the notion that customer demand leads production. It means that crowdfunding revolves only around the fund can be misleading. While receiving the funds, that may be the ultimate goal. It is the engagement opportunity with the potential customers that is one of the biggest value addition of running a crowdfunding campaign. With the delivery time established in the campaign, the product manufacturers can plan their product as per the demand. There are many startups that have successfully planned and sold the product with the help of crowdfunding campaign. And this crowdfunding helps to maintain a good inventory turnover. Fourth reason is the collaborative team, the new mantra. New mantra is collaborative team. Thought leaders have been regularly sharing various qualities which are needed for the startups to succeed from founders' drive and passions, for having the right team in place and the good working relationship with the partners. A successful crowdfunding project also requires various stakeholders to collaborate for the larger goal. For example, product manufacturing company will need its production, delivery, sales, and marketing team to collaborate seamlessly in order to become successful. The fifth reason is support beyond the family and friends. Unlike in some of the Western countries where the government supports is a way out in case of the financial difficulties, in India, it is the family, friends, and tend to be a more supportive. With this, crowdfunding entrepreneurs may not only have the support of the family and friends, but also an extended group of early investors who believed in offering. The support of this larger group can go on to the contribute to the startup success. Sixth reason is the fund innovations for Indian challenges. Fund innovations. Unlike most mature economies, India challenges are unique and more diverse. Crowdfunding can help to address some of the challenges, some of the issues, such as supporting rural business through the microfinancing, non-profit needing funds for the causes like poverty alleviation, education, better health, scientific research, and the business growth. Seventh reason is the policymaker and the business get together. It may be the case that the central government, various state governments, and the regulators have the biggest say in whether the benefit of the crowdfunding can be realized. While the lesson from the other countries that have benefited by easing the law are out there to see, that is, promoting the crowdfunding in India may also set a good precedent of having the lawmaker, financial regulators, and industry working closely on the issue that affect the country's progress. In respect of the SMEs, the reason that SMEs can compete with the big business. With the ability to reach out to the masses through the crowdfunding, the small and medium entrepreneurs, that is SMEs, have a good shot at the competing with the bigger players who have the money and resources. With the funding figured, the SMEs can now focus on bettering their product and the services. It is believed that if India needs to compete with the global powers, it not only needs a large corporations, but also innovative startups to succeed. Another reason is fund project for and from the community. Like democracy, fund projects for and from community. Take it for the community and take it from community and develop the community. This is democracy. So most corporates as well as the lawmakers spread across the political affiliation which are agreed on many Indian priorities, including more citizens participating in the governance and the need to improve their infrastructure in the country. The successful crowdfunding projects like funds being raised by the resident to build a footover bridge as well as the other initiative that serves a much larger community interest that can be a good learning and implemented across the India. The 10th reason being why the India will be successful is to compete the globally based out anywhere. The crowdfunding also helps the companies to go global. No more does the location of the manufacturing unit or the founder's office matters. Not as much as the founder's background. And the product itself reaching out to the world has become much easier through the crowdfunding. having understood the reasons why India will be successful in implementing the crowdfunding, there are certain crowdfunding promotions. Apart from the various websites, the crowdfunding platform, there is a body associated with the promoting as the crowdfunding in India, that is National Crowdfunding Association of India. This is the central government body. So National Crowdfunding Association of India, that is NCFA, is newly formed dynamic organization that promotes the crowdfunding in India, established in January 2013. It provides its members an opportunity to shape their business, learn the details of the marketplaces, stay informed and ahead of the industry trend. NCFA India, which works closely with the government, industry groups, academia, and other business associations to create strong and vibrant crowdfunding industry. Mission NCFA India is to support, educate, and establish the strong crowdfunding market in India. NCFA India also has the collaboration with the World Crowd Federation and other countries to bring the crowdfunding revolution across the globe. Venture Capital Fund or Worldwide Crowd Fund Federation. It is a federation of United Crowdfunding Trade Association, which is designed to support and promote the crowdfunding by providing a global network for all the crowdfunding associations and to its stakeholders. Key people in NCFA consist of individuals, professional individuals, companies, and non-profit association, their network, and interested in crowdfunding market in India and beyond. This NCFA India is a networking and the solution-based organization that provides the advocacy, education, support, and the leadership to Indian crowdfunding communities. The activities which are undertaken by them consist of researching, consulting, partnering, and also advocating the sensible solution for the issues that impact the crowdfunding industry in India. Educating business, entrepreneurs, investors, media, regulatory bodies regarding the crowdfunding trends, initiative, regulations, and it is emerging practices. Developing strategic program that impact the members and their daily interaction with the crowdfunding industry. Establish a relevant and a strong membership network that contributes to NCFA India, the policy, and the provides networking opportunity with the crowdfunding professional in the industry. Assisting the member and also the public in identifying and reporting the fraud in the crowdfunding industry. Advocates the growth of the collaborative and dynamic crowdfunding industry in India. Membership is open for the general public, including the entrepreneurs, investors, technologists, lawyers, financial advisor, educator, regulators, students, media professionals, and more. Though the NCFA India has an Indian focus, its membership remains open and inclusive to the international members also. Investors can lose the confidence many times if you revise your target amount and other aspects of the projects. You need to be certain of the projects and delivery dates. Once you have approached to the crowd, you must deliver on time, else you will lose all the chance of raising the money in future. Small investors are always it is questioned. So put the small amount from the small investors. Therefore, it is possible that you may not be able to collect the large amount at a time, but getting bigger sums from the pure investors is also difficult. Therefore, the crowdfunding platform offers 60 days period for raising the funds. If you are not able to secure the needed funding by the end of this period, you may not get the money at all. You might need to extend your deadline and restart your campaign. So friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on some of the issues and how we are optimistic for success in India under this crowdfunding regime, recent changes, regulations, and some developments that took place in India. With this small note, we conclude our discussion here. Thank you very much.